When I remember this, I have hope. By God's kindness, we are not destroyed, for God's mercies are never ending and are new every morning. Amen. I've been traveling a good bit this past week, and so when I came home, there was a good deal of mail to go through. And in my mailbox, there was a large format postcard from a new church in town. The mission of this non-denominational church is to, quote, inspire people to follow Jesus by upholding four values exemplified by Jesus, but that Christians often neglect. The first is to love anyone and everyone unconditionally. The second is to proclaim the good news to everyone. The third is to live authentically. Actually, there was also some cute little thing about how none of us are perfect and something, but live authentically. And last was to value racial diversity. I am not sure about how to inspire others to become followers of Jesus, at least not as an end in itself. I muddle through my days and try to love others as Jesus loved, showing care and showing mercy, accepting and meeting others where they are in their lives. And I expect you do the same thing, or you wouldn't spend the better part of your Sunday here, in this place, with these people. In fact, I imagine that these people must mean something important to you, that Christian community means something to you. I'm leading a formation class here right now that is all about Christian community, about how to constitute it, what marks it as different from all the other communities that we participate in our lives, and how to live more fully and deeply into forming Christian community. And this is what the disciples are struggling with in today's gospel. We're not too different from them. They ask Jesus, or depending on how you interpret it, the Greek or the English for that matter, they demand that Jesus give them more faith. Give them more trust in the truth of the gospel. Because that's what faith is. It's trusting in God's truth, which we see most fully revealed in the life of Jesus, God incarnate. Those who followed Jesus then struggled to trust his words and to trust his actions. They didn't see him as God. He hadn't been crucified. He hadn't been resurrected. He was a great prophet, a powerful prophet, an inspiring prophet, who loved God so much that his words and his actions changed people. And I think that is a big part of what faith is all about. Because according to Jesus, even the smallest amount of faith, be it the mustard seed or any tiny amount of faith, is enough to move a mountain or a mulberry tree into the ocean. And of course, we're not really talking about flying trees or moving mountains. We're talking about moving people, moving hearts, moving minds from a place of self-interest to a place of community interest, from a place of self-gratification to a place of community enrichment, focused on the life and the way of Jesus. It's about accepting the news that God is for us. God doesn't hate us. God doesn't crush us. God doesn't bear anger against us. I do believe God's disappointed often in me, maybe you, but certainly in me. But it's God's unfailing mercy, unfailing, that tells us how we are to live with one another in this world. The story right before the gospel is Luke's take on Matthew's forgive 70 times, 7 times 70. Luke says the community will fail. There are members of the community who will create a scandal in the same way that Jesus created a scandal. But this one, instead of building up the community, tears down the community. It will happen. The way of Jesus is to forgive that person or those persons when they ask for it. And if they fail 7 times in a day and they come back to you for forgiveness, you are to forgive 7 times. Because God's mercy never ends. Never. That is awfully hard for us. God is present in the person of Jesus, who continues to live through us in this community, who abides with us in our prayers and in our praise and in our great thanksgiving, the Eucharist. All of this, this building and this choir and this music, these vestments and the ceremony, this is not the thing. All of this is what we do in response to the thing. The thing is the grand gesture of God's thanks and love. And once you become aware of what God has given you and me, you do this. You gather and you pray and you live in a new way, freed from all of the wrong that you did. Freed from it. Learn from it, but freed. Inspired to trust, perhaps, by God. That trust, inspired by God, is not given by God, though. If I were to ask you to give me more trust in you, you'd laugh at me. Trust is something that each one of us does. We will it. And I think that's what Jesus is telling us. That trust and faith are things that we have to do. And not even God can do it for us. Otherwise, there would be no such thing as freedom, no such thing as the will to do what we will, or to choose to be as we choose to be. That is how God made us, in God's very own image. Creatures with limited lifespans and unlimited freedom to choose. Choose ourselves or to choose community. To choose the gospel or to choose another way. I think it is an extraordinary and hopeful fact that God is for us. That God loves us so much that he became one of us to show us the best way to live and to bond us to himself forever through Jesus, through practice, the practice of care, the practice of mercy, the practice of forgiveness. Doing those things, Jesus created a new kind of community. And by the offering of his life on the cross, God created a new kind of life for this community, for you and for me. It's in thanksgiving for those truths that we are here doing this, offering our praise, our thanksgiving, ourselves, our souls, and our bodies. The poet Alexander Percy put it this way. Wherefore, with my utmost art, I will sing thee, and the cream of all my heart I will bring thee. Though my sins against me cried, thou didst clear me, and alone when they replied, thou didst hear me. 7 whole days, not 1 in 7, I will praise thee. 7 whole days, not 1 in 7, I will praise thee. 7 times a day, 7 times 70, I will forgive and love thee. Let us strive to love as Jesus loves us for 7 whole days. Amen.